So the other day I was having a conversation, and the person I was talking to was just a little bit frustrated. They're frustrated because they said, "I have those goals that I want to do in business, and then when I'm starting to go that direction, something else happened. And then now I'm focusing on my house, my home. And then I'm going that direction, and then something else happened." And then pretty much consistently feeling like they're pursuing one milestone, one objective, and then being pulled somewhere else, right? Because their entire life has always been, I either have health goals or I have business goals, but I rarely have all of them, right? Focusing on all of them. So I kind of shared, like that, instead of our coaching, that's something that we do. Like we focus on what we call a core four. Body, this is your health. Being, this is your purpose, your calling, what you feel called to do. Balance, this is your relationship with your closed one. To simplify this, it can be your wife or your husband, and then your kids, your prosperity, right? And then finally, this business. This is money production, and this is savings, like building your wealth, right? Building the vault, and how there's goals in each one of them. So I have you consider that whenever you go in that direction where you actually have a place that you want to end up inside of all those core four domains, like there's a specific weight or vitality that you're looking for in your body. There's a specific progress you want to make instead of like who you're called to be. There's a specific place you want to be inside of your marriage, inside of your relationship with your kids. And then finally, there's a specific place you want to be inside of your money production. Right? Because the current place where you at is obviously different than where you want to go. But you understand that in order, for example, at a simplest form, okay, we're going to use business or money production. In order for you to be able to, let's say you're making $75,000 a year right now, right? And your goal, your big audacious goal or impossible goal is you want to make 200,000, right? That's like significantly more than 75,000, right? And so in order to go from 75 to 200, would you agree that you have to become a different person, right? Like the current version of you, whoever you are today, with your current habits, with your current skill sets, like that person will not be the one to make 200,000, right? That person is the one that can make 75,000. So you have to become somebody else. You have to transform. You have to evolve. You have to update, upgrade. Okay? So let's use that as that frame. That what we are today has to upgrade to get to this version that can achieve this big audacious goal. Okay? All right. So now, whenever we're looking at that person, that version, that upgraded version, that 2.0 or 3.0, wherever that is, think about what that person looks like, what that person sounds like. How is that person inside of their relationship with their kids and their wife? What is that person like inside of their relationship with their spouse, the relationship with their family members? What is that person like physically? Are they in shape? Are they not in shape? Do they run? Do they just lift? Do they lift heavy weights, or they just do HIIT type workouts? Do they do intermittent fasting, or they just have a balanced diet? Do they do paleo? Do they do keto? Like what? What does that person look like? And then you go into purpose. Is that person following their purpose, their calling. Like, they feel led, they're energized because they're like, they know that whatever they're doing now is more than a job. It's a calling, it's purpose, it's, you know, is their divine mission. Right? So you're looking at all those different aspects, all those different perspectives of this individual, and then you chase it. That's what you chase. And so the way we can achieve that is simple. We're looking at this big audacious goal, this big, what we like to call the impossible game, right? Because the current version of you cannot achieve it, so that's why it's impossible. We're looking at this impossible game. And we also look at where we are today. Now, this is very important to be able to use what we call the code. Now, the code is the truth. Those are real facts, right? The real facts about where we currently are. Like, not bigger, not smaller, just the real facts about where we currently are. And then we're looking at the raw feelings about where we're currently at, right? The raw feelings about the current facts. This is like unfiltered feelings. And it sometimes is challenging for some, because you filter your feelings, especially if you're a man. You filter how you really feel. But here we're just looking at the raw feelings, because feelings have power. There is energy inside of them. But feelings without a clear focus, well, they're just chaotic. Because you can just be everywhere and go everywhere. But whenever you have this clear focus about those facts, those real facts, and those raw feelings, once we have a relevant focus, then now we are this laser beam that can actually go and create, that can actually go and cut through the noise. And then finally, we're looking at the resultant fruits. Okay, so what do we end up having? Because there's a couple of things you can't do. You cannot hide your fruits. If you out of shape, can't hide it. It's a result of action. It's a result of your inner world. It's a result of what you've done. You cannot hide it. Money is the same thing. It's a result. You cannot hide it. Right? All those are results. In the Bible, it says that they will be known by their fruits. Because it doesn't matter what the outside looks like. Whatever it produces will show if the tree is healthy or not. The tree can look as strong as anything, but if it doesn't produce fruits, or if, for example, you know, let's say a tree that does not have fruits but has like leaf, which is its fruits, right? If there's no leaf, then you know the tree is dying. It doesn't matter how strong the tree looks or how tall the tree is, it's dying. And that's the same thing for you. So we're using the code as our foundation, as our filter, to be able to see where we're currently at. Because if we know where we're currently at, then we can see what the gap looks like. But if we don't know where we're currently at, with raw honesty, right? Just real facts, raw feelings, relevant focus, and a resultant fruit. If we can do that, then it's easier to know, okay, let's anchor here where we currently are. This is our position on this map. It is that simple as that. There's nothing beyond it, right? This is our position in the map, in our body. I'm weak, I'm strong, I'm, you know, 50 pounds overweight or 10 pounds overweight. I haven't worked out in a very long time. I can't recognize myself in the mirror. I hate, you know, the way I look. I haven't looked at myself in the mirror in a long time because I just don't like what I see. I'm ashamed. That's just the facts of it, right? It's not a, oh, poor me, let me, you know, just speak bad about myself. No, it's just about the facts of where you are. Then also your calling. I don't feel like I'm doing what I'm called to do. I feel like I'm stuck in this place. Or maybe it's like, no, I feel exactly, you know, I'm doing what I'm called to do. I'm just not doing it at a high level. Like, I'm afraid to keep on pushing harder, right? Like, reaching this next level. And then inside of relationship, you know, what hides your relationship with your spouse? Well, we don't have great intimacy. Maybe like once a week, but really Like, I feel frustrated. I feel starved. In a relationship with your kids. Well, I don't really know my kids. Yes, I pay for all those activities and tutoring and lessons, but really I don't feel like I have a relationship with them because I'm stuck. I'm stuck at work. I'm stuck working. I would love to be able to be present and do things with them, but I'm just here stuck working. Or maybe it's I'm staying at work because I don't know. Like, I just don't have a relationship with them. And honestly, I feel like they don't like me anymore. Right? Because I've messed up at some point. I've sacrificed activities with them for work to support them. But now I don't know how to come back. I feel like I'm way too far gone, and they're teenagers or preteens. And it's really hard to try to have this conversation because I have to be super vulnerable, and I really don't fully know how to do it. Or I'm just don't know that I'm going to go in and break down. And I don't know how that's going to look like. So I'm just afraid, and I'd rather just not even trying to engage. I feel almost like paralyzed, like a out-of-body experience. Like, I want to do it, but at the same time, I don't know how. This can be like your facts, where you at? And then looking at business, like production. Yeah, I've been stuck at $75,000 for like 10 years. And yes, there's, you know, we have savings and I can go on vacation and all that kind of stuff. But like, really, like, how am I still making 75K for 10 years and I have a degree? Right? Just because I'm afraid. Like, I'm afraid to take a risk. And so here I am making the same amount of money for almost a decade. And I'm just not being honest with myself that I can do more. I think that, oh, well, the economy and all that stuff, but really, it's me, my inability to go and take a risk, my inability to bet on myself. And so I'm just staying here, same place, or sometimes just, you know, a place where I can have a little more opportunity instead of my title. But what does the title do? Nothing. Just the ego. Because I'm still producing the same. And so we're looking at this as like, this is our anchor. This is where we currently are. This is the X on the map of where we are inside of our body, inside of our being, inside of our balance, and inside of our business. And then we're stretching it now to 12, 15 months from today. Where do I want to be? Like, imagining, dreaming, big, bold dreams. I'm not trying to figure out the how, because we know that the current version of us is not the one that's going to achieve it. And so we're stretching it. Wow, I see this body that's in shape, that has a high level of vitality, that has an amazing soul level relationship with his spouse, right? Has a most amazing intimate moment where we feel connected to one another, that we're just one energy moving together, connecting together. And my kids, I'm the role model. They want to hug me when I come home. They just feel so connected, right? And then we're looking at the calling. That it's like, I'm doing what God put me on this earth to do. And it has a very different level of energy. It has a very different level of vibration. It has a very different level of fulfillment. And then finally, business. Like, I feel like I'm getting rewarded for the value that I'm bringing, because I realize that money is just a mirror of value that I bring in, and I'm bringing a ton of value, and this is why I'm rewarded this way, right? So there's this place that exists in the future, but the current version of you is not going to make it. And so because it's so far, we can't see the how. What we're doing is we are shrinking it to 1 month. Okay, this month, what three steps do I need to do instead of body, being, balance, and business? For each one of them, I need to do some steps to move forward, right? Like, there's something that I know I need to do. I always share that with some of my coaching clients, right? I say, okay, there's things that you know. There's things that you know you don't know, and that's usually the reason why you would hire me. You would get a coach, a mentor. And then there's things that you don't know, and this is what you find out and realize once you get a coach. And this is sometimes a challenging piece whenever you're dealing with very intelligent people. They cannot sometimes see that there's things that they don't even know yet. Right? Because they're smart. Like, wow, I don't. What am I going to learn? You're just going to try to keep me accountable or whatever. It's like, that's what you know. That's the thing that you know. And maybe there's some stuff that you know you don't know, but you don't even know what you don't know yet. Right? So to be able to get to that place is where the growth happened, the transformation happened. So we're shrinking it to a month instead of all those core four domains, the three steps that we need to take next to move forward. Then we're looking at weekly. What do I need to do this week inside of my body, inside of my being, inside of my balance, inside of my business to win this month? We're trying to win this week so we can win this month. And then we're shrinking it just here even further. Each day we are focusing on four important items to move forward. Ideally, we'll pick some for body, some for being, some for balance, some for business so that we can keep on moving forward. So there's no neglect inside of our life, right? Each one of them moves forward because just like my friend that I was talking to, the reason they felt that way is because they were neglecting other pieces of their life. They were focusing on one and then something else demanded their attention. And they went over there and left the other one and they kept on going like this and felt like, I'm just not moving anything. Also because they didn't have any target on the board. And when you don't have any target on the board, then guess what? You just feel lost. So we're going like this. We win our week. At the end of the week, we do what's called a general's tent, which is a review of like, okay, how did this week go? What did we do good? What did we do bad? Do we need to pivot for next week? And if we do, then we go and we set the next week and then the next week. And then we finish the month. And we're looking at the month. Where are we at? Are we on track to win this big impossible game? Or not on track and we need to pivot? If we are, we keep on moving. And so now we are moving. And so instead of having, you know, let's say if we work in quarters, instead of having like four quarters, think of almost like as four shots, right? We're having like 12 shots that we're taking to be able to get there, right? And that allows us to be able to have more opportunities to be able to win this game. And so here we are. And that's how you move, and that's how you can truly do what we call have it all. The body, the finances, the calling, and the relationship. The have it all lifestyle. But first, you got to wake up. You got to wake up to where you at. You got to wake up to the facts. You got to live by the code. Real facts, raw feelings, relevant focus, resultant fruits. Right? And then you got to take a knee to understand, it's like, yes, I couldn't do it by myself. And then I understand that I have to really focus all those because they're all connected. I'm not a one-dimensional person. There's other aspects of my life that I have to focus on. So we're taking a knee and we're just laying it down on the altar to the one, right? Having God as our guide to be able to move forward. Too many people, when you get to places, like you just forget. It's just like that by grace we're saved and here we are, right? So we take that knee and then we have it all. The body, the finances, the relationship, the calling, and then we finally be free. Having abundance in all four or four domains. And that's how you truly live a life worth living, the have it all lifestyle. So I hope that that excited you to see how you can truly get there and move forward inside of your life if you feel stuck or if you feel like you keep on going back and forth. And if you connect with this, I would love to be able to talk to you and have a powerful conversation about where you're at, right, where you at and then where you want to go and what does that bridge can possibly look like. Okay. All right. It's Julian signing off. Say, remember to release it, be seen, don't hide. Peace. All right, that's a wrap. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you need to reach out to me, you can always do so at julianmarion.org or on Instagram at julianinspires. And can I ask you for a quick little favor? Pretty please? Listen, if you've enjoyed this episode or other episodes, I would love for you to leave me a review wherever you're listening to, whether it's on Spotify, on iTunes, on iHeartRadio, on Audible. It helps spread the message.
And it helps with the algorithm being able to be found more. I really, really, really appreciate it. But until then, remember to release it, be seen, don't hide. Love you guys. Peace.